This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, welcome to this week's business radio show. For those keeping track, this is show number 365. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solution for your small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, happy Valentine's Day. Hope you get the love you need today from wherever that is. Debbie, who should small business owners, who do they need to get love from today?
Well, Barry, they need love from their bankers. They need love from their lawyers. They need love from their CPAs. They need love from everyone.
I would say they need love from everyone. So happy Valentine's Day. First up, what happens when someone posts a fake review of your product or service? Now, this is becoming a very serious situation with Amazon even filing suit against fake reviewers. We're also going to talk about the small business owners that are still afraid to sell in 2016. I have just the person that's going to get you over that fear starting today. But first, you know, we all want to be the best at everything, but that's impossible. How can we focus on being the best at the things that matter the most? Here to help is Joe Calloway, who helps great companies get even better. He helps organizations and top-performing individuals focus on what is truly important, inspires constant improvement, and motivates people to immediate action. He's an author, advisor, and speaker. He's got a new book out. It's called Be the Best at What Matters Most. Joe, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Barry. Thanks for having me on. I feel the love, my friend.
I'm glad you feel the love. So how do you figure out for a small business owner, how do they figure out what they need to be the best at? Because it seems like there's an unending list.
Yeah, there are. And I talk with small business owners all the time. They just, you know, they hold their head in their hands and say, man, I got 1,000 things I got to do to make this all work. And my response is, nah, you know, you probably got 3 or 4 you need to do. But if you do those right, you'll be solid gold. And there are a number of ways to go at that. You can say, well, what will create profit? What will drive sales? Here's what I suggest. And I've actually got a newer book called Magnetic, The Art of Attracting Business. And in it, I talk about determining the outcome that you want to create with your customers. What are the things that you want your customers saying about you to each other on the phone, on social media, on review sites? What do you want them saying about you? Boil that down, get intentional, and then back up from there and say, what are the 3 things that if we get those 3 things right every day, every time with every customer, then that positive word of mouth will go to work for us and we'll be solid gold.
So, Joe, when you ask that question, what outcome do you want for your customers, does answering that question start with you, the business, or does it start with asking the customers about what they want?
Well, you know, there's this age-old formula that actually the reason it's age-old is because it holds up pretty well, which is, okay, what do you do well? What are your strengths? What are your talents? What value do you bring to the table? What is it that you are best at? That's the first leg of the 3-legged stool. The second leg is, what is it that the market will pay for? Because, you know, people say, well, if you just follow your passion, you'll be a success.
Right.
Yeah, well, if somebody's willing to write a check for it, you will. But you can't just pursue your passion in a market vacuum. There's got to be paying customers. And then the third thing is, the third leg of the stool is, what is it that you love to do? Because if you don't enjoy doing it, you're going to burn out. And I'm not talking about a rah-rah motivational approach as much as I am strategically. If you're doing something you can't stand doing, then that's going to burn out after a while. So those are the 3 legs of the stool. But I think the really important part of it is, what's the value that I create for my customers? And what is it that I want them to say about me to other people? Because that, see, people don't care what you say about your business. They really don't. They care about what your customers say about your business. That's where all the credibility is.
And you talk about in the book that you have to try to create this magnetic mindset in your people. And that sounds fantastic. But where do you start doing that?
Well, that's a culture thing, and man, that's Barry, that's hard. I mean, it's necessary. If you don't get your culture right, and culture basically means is how do we do things around here? What is it that we all agree on? That we all say this is the way we treat each other, the way we treat others, certainly the way we treat customers. And you've got to get buy-in on that from everybody, because if you don't, it's not going to work. You're going to have inconsistent performance, inconsistent customer experiences, and that'll run you out of business. So the first thing the leader has to do, the owner has to do, this is the manager has to do, is create real clarity around this is who we are, this is what we believe. And then, Barry, and I mean, this almost sounds too easy, but it's not easy at all. You have to talk about it all the time. I have yet to find a successful leader that didn't say, you know, Joe, we've determined what's important, and we talk about that stuff all the time, not just in meetings, but all the time. So everybody gets it, what's important.
We're talking with Joe Calloway. He's got a new book out called Magnetic, The Air of Attracting Business. Joe, I think you hit exactly on the problem, because so many small business owners, they aren't able to clarify exactly what they do for a business and what their mission is. And if you would ask 10 people in their company, well, what does the company do? What's their mission? They come with 10 different answers.
Oh, man, you are so right. You are absolutely right. I say almost those exact words to my clients all the time. If there's 10 people, I'm going to get 10 versions. And here's the starting point, I think, Barry, which is simplify. Simplify it. Make it simple. I work with an international freight line, and listen, they boiled it down to three things. I love this so much I can't stand it. Number one, pick it up when you said you would. Number two, deliver it when you said you would. Number three, deliver it intact and all there. And they've said, look, if we are better at these three things than any of our competition, we win. And so everybody is focused on those three simple ideas. And again, that didn't make it easy. But my gosh, to simplify it, it makes it so much more powerful and so much easier for everybody to get wrapped their heads around and give you buy-in on it.
Now, Joe, do you find that people don't want to simplify it because they're so busy being different that they don't worry, they don't say, well, I should be better?
Yeah, and you've hit on one of my rants. I mean, I could go all day on this one, which is people say, well, I've just got to be different. No, well, back up. You've got to be better. If you want to be different, wear a funny hat. If you want to be different, give everybody, you know, a box of donuts with each box of whatever you're selling that they buy. But if you want to win in the marketplace, be better. John Ivey, who's the chief design officer for
right.
Apple, said it's really easy to be different, but it's very difficult to be better. But that is what the market will ultimately respond to. Be better, because being better is the ultimate difference.
So give us an example of another example, I guess, of someone you've worked with that you think is doing a really good job of this, of being magnetic.
You know, I go back to, then they've become a cliche because everybody talks about them. Well, everybody talks about them because it's Southwest Airlines. And until they mess it up, I'm going to keep talking about them. The thing about Southwest is they're incredibly consistent on their core value proposition, which is to have a great price. Of course, now they've got the whole bags fly free thing, which everybody else is charging an arm and a leg to check a bag. Southwest has value there. They generally do a great job on being on time, on getting your bag the same place you're going. But then they've also made this a basic, which is let's be pleasant, let's have fun with what we do, and let's actually make that part of our value proposition. Now, important point, though, they don't focus on having fun above doing a good job on the basics. They are laser beam about doing a good job on the basics, and they're consistent. And so they are a rock-solid example that any company, you're a one-person company, a two-person company, it doesn't matter the size. If you emulate the kind of approach to business that Southwest does, then you'll be fine.
And I think, Joe, this is so important these days because there's so many messages coming at us all the time. It's hard to figure out what does this company do? What's this company known for? What's their brand persona? It's got to be the one thing. And you're right. If Southwest wasn't on time, then that they were funny doing the safety check,
it wouldn't matter. No. I mean, you can sing all the cute songs you want when you're taxiing up to the
terminal. That's right, exactly. But if you're three hours late, it doesn't matter. Well, Joe, I appreciate it being on the show. I'm a huge fan of all your work. Where can people get a copy of the book and get in touch with you?
Listen, they can get everything on my website, which is joecalloway.com. Calloway is C-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y. They can order the books from the site on Amazon, Books A Million, wherever they want. There's videos, there's a blog, there's all sorts of stuff going on there.
All right, Joe. Well, happy Valentine's Day. I hope you get the love that you need. Hope Barry White makes a call to you.
I feel it, buddy. Thanks a million.
Take care. Coming up, what do you do when someone posts a fake review about your product or service? The solution is straight ahead. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. Still seeing no delays on the Edens, Kennedy, Eisenhower, the Stevenson. The Dan Ryan, Chicago Skyway 57 near the Bishop Port, all moving well. Same with Lakeshore Drive and the Elgin O'Hare Expressway. Tollways are moving along at a nice clip as well. We're seeing no problems on 53 southbound, even with the three left lanes closed. Approaching Devon, that's all due to overnight construction. You may see a 15-minute full lane closure here or there as well. 80 through the southern suburbs is wide open, but a high wind ban is in effect on the Indiana Toll Road for triple trailers, double trailers, steel haulers, and high-profile vehicles until 6 p.m. this evening. From the Portage Toll Plaza all the way out to Angola in both directions, about a 120-mile stretch. Use US 30 as your alternate. Weather forecast, snow with 2 to 5 inches possible and a high of 22. Right now, O'Hare clocking in at 12, 14 at Midway. Next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
In New Hampshire, it was Donald Trump who came out on top.
We are going to make America so great again, maybe greater than ever before.
Now, the race turns to South Carolina.
Because I'm coming back.
What happens next on the campaign trail?
We'll see you in a few weeks. We're going to come and win.
Happens here.
We're going to fight for real solutions that make a real difference in people's lives.
This is your election station, AM 560.
Thank you, New Hampshire.
The Answer.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Your gut. It's your engine, your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard, with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you need to replace your tired old blinds? What if you could wave a magic wand and make them absolutely perfect? Well, you can't. But you can go to Blinds.com, the world's number one online blind store. There's a huge selection, helpful videos, even a free design consultation. And every week, they'll make brand new offers appear right before your eyes. So visit Blinds.com and make upgrading to new beautiful blinds seem almost magical. Go to Blinds.com or call 888-4-BLINDS. That's 888-4-BLINDS. Call or go to Blinds.com today.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, online reviews have really become the gold standard that influences consumers the most in deciding which product or service to buy. Just look at your own behavior. When you go buy a product from Amazon, what's the first thing you do? I don't look at the product description. I look at what did other consumers think about the products in their reviews. Same thing happens if I'm looking on eBay or I'm looking on TripAdvisor. It is really the way that people shop. However, there's a problem. Some of these reviews are actually fake. And Amazon is even cracking down on these fake reviews by suing them. Our next guest is Jonathan Hines. He's a 15-year veteran of helping businesses win new markets with engaging solutions and products that fit their needs. He spent his career leading innovation and product change to maximize output in a variety of roles at Trustpilot. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you and your audience today
now,
about reviews.
A lot of people are going to be surprised. What do you mean some of these things are fake?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is with any new great opportunity on the internet, there's likely a chance that people are trying to, mischievously use it in one way or another. But it's true. I mean, the fact of the matter is that there's a billion reviews out there about a billion different things because everybody has an opinion on something.
Everyone's got an opinion.
And,
especially my mother-in-law. She's got a lot of opinions.
True.
So right. How many, first of all, why do people post fake reviews?
Yeah, usually it's a combination of two things, one of the two. Either it's a competitor of a business that wants to slander them somehow, or B, it's actually a business hiring people to write fake reviews in a positive fashion for them. Most average consumers don't try to find some malicious way to hurt businesses. Usually their voice and their negative opinion, if they have one, is plenty enough, so they don't need to fake anything at all.
And so what percent would you say of these reviews out there that are actually fake?
Oh, I would say it's actually a fraction, in all honesty.
Less than 10%?
A small fraction. I would say that you hear about these cases like Amazon, and then there's, of course, the Online Review Freedom Act, which I hope we can talk about a little bit today. But even from our data, we see that it's a very small portion of reviews that are actually fake. We Trustpilot, we're a business community that any consumer can go to trustpilot.com. They can read over 15 million reviews about other businesses. Any business can sign up free for Trustpilot and ask customers to leave them a review. And so we foster this engagement, this interaction between the businesses and their consumers. And we have over 120,000 businesses. We're in 65 different countries. We're the global leader in reviews for e-commerce. And we see a very, very, very small percentage of reviews that are actually fake.
So Jonathan, if it's such a small percentage, why is Amazon in such a tizzy over this?
It's important to their business. I mean, you described it perfectly, and it's exactly my buying behavior. I don't stumble across products that I want to buy. Right. When I go on the internet, I have a general idea of what I'm looking to purchase. And there's two major decisions that consumers usually make. Number one, I have a general idea of, example, a dog bed that I want to go buy. So I type dog bed into, my favorite search engine, and up come a list of 50 different types of dog beds. Well, that's where product reviews about that actual dog bed are critical because they help you narrow it down to the specific dog bed that you're looking for based on, features and feedback from others. And then you have a choice, right? So, you can buy that single dog bed, that exact same dog bed from 50 other vendors. And so you need the next layer, which is service reviews about the actual company and how they act with consumers to make your final decision. So without that first element, it really leaves open an era of trust and how the businesses interact with their consumers. In fact, 92% of consumers trust reviews and opinions left online more so than any other form of advertising.
Absolutely. It's an astounding statistic. And so there's now the Consumer Review Freedom Act that is really changing the legal side of this whole line review world. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we believe at marketing and relationships and how consumers buy is going to a complete shift. And that's evident by millennials and their different buying habits, the need to engage through seeing other people's reviews online and seeing other people's content online. And in order to make sure that we can do that with trust and transparency and authenticity, we have to protect consumers from businesses taking legal action against consumers write reviews. And so that's what the Online Consumer Freedom Act does, and it's why we very much support it, is because it gives consumers the freedom to leave their opinion and voices online. But that's only half the battle, right? So yes, we want to make sure that consumers can openly voice their opinions, but we also want to make sure that businesses can respond to those right. comments. If we just had a world where consumers could just voice their opinions and business could interact, then it'd almost be worthless. And so it's companies like us, TrustPot, that try to make sure that you can give businesses the free or paid tools to interact with those consumers and actually tell your side of this story as well. But the Consumer Online Review Freedom Act is a great first step for us, and definitely for consumers, because if we lose that element of trust, then how else are you going to make your buying decision to buy from company A or company B if you don't feel like you can really trust either of them?
Right. And also, if people think they're going to get sued if they say something bad about the company, then they're not going to post it. And then, you know, we've got a mess for online reviews. So how, if I'm a small business owner, how can I tell if an online review is really legitimate?
Yeah. You know, first things first is there's a variety of different platforms out there. You mentioned a few like TripAdvisor or Yelp. TrustPilot is one of them. Know what you're getting into first, right? Make sure that you read up about how that platform handles fake reviews, how you can respond to fake reviews, if you have to pay to do any of that. At TrustPilot.com, you can sign up for free. You can respond to anybody's reviews for free and engage with those users. And then, so that's absolutely step number one, because there are circumstances where anybody can just leave a review and you're kind of held hostage a bit. And that's not a fair situation, but it is some of the situations out there.
So are there certain words that are prevalent in fake reviews over legitimate reviews?
Yeah, absolutely. It boils down to a couple of different things. Number one, the telltale signs are generally trends. Either extremely positive reviews or extremely negative reviews left by a group or looks like a group of people, but generally along the same block of time. As an example, you'll see a bunch of positive reviews for a company, and then all of a sudden you get hit with like 10 negative reviews. It's generally a sign that something has gone wrong. Exaggerations are a great way to identify negative reviews. So we not only have proprietary technology to look at, you know, things like IP address and time and date and all the different items that we've identified that usually signal fake reviews, we also have 35 real live agents that look at all the reviews that we can. And it's usually the exaggerations that are our keynote, like, oh, this is the best in the world. I wouldn't buy from anybody else. Another is poor grammar across a number of different negative repeated reviews or a number of different positive reviews. Making sure that you can just kind of see the general trend. So as an example, I actually pulled up two that we identified as fake reviews and we actually pulled from our systems. But it's, you know, the review title is best price and the best game card collection. And then the text that they left was, I am have to be an customer of best game cards. And so it's clearly not written by somebody that's an authentic customer, somebody that's trying to really market the services through this medium of reviews.
Well, real quick, we have about 30 seconds left. If you get a fake review, what can you do about it?
Most platforms allow you to reach out to the customer service or flag the fact that you think it's a negative or a fake review. And then there's usually a moderation process, a mediation process, where you can ask for verification that person has purchased from you. And again, that goes back to getting into, you know, knowing what platform you're getting into. To make sure that they have those checks and balances in place. Because if, as an example, Yelp, anybody can leave a review, then you might be in trouble trying to verify whether that customer's actually been at your restaurant or location or not.
Right. Well, I think it's an incredibly important topic. Jonathan, where can people reach at TrustPilot?
Absolutely. Our primary site is www.trustpilot.com, or if you're a business looking to engage with TrustPilot, it's www.business.trustpilot.com.
Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Barry.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Well, still afraid to sell in 2016. I got the perfect solution coming up. AM560, The Answer.
Hampshire, it was Donald Trump who came out on top.
We are going to make America so great again, maybe greater than ever before.
Now, the race turns to South Carolina.
Because I'm coming back.
What happens next on the campaign trail?
We'll see you in a few weeks. We're going to come and win.
Happens here.
We're going to fight for real solutions that make a real difference in people's lives.
This is your election station, AM 560.
Thank you, New Hampshire.
The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. Praise is flowing for the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia.
The left was disarmed by the fact that he truly had a good heart, a great sense of humor, wonderful wit. The right sometimes didn't fully appreciate that he was sometimes smarter than our politics. And I think that's going to be one of the great losses.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, Justice Scalia, was 79. Wind chill advisory is in effect until at least noon as an Arctic blast ices down the Northeast this Valentine's Day.
We had -4 Saturday morning at Boston, which was a record, breaks the record of -3 that was set in 1967. But I think the records will be more this morning as we, you know, as we wake up and the temperatures bottom out.
Rich Otto of the National Weather Service, and he was right. It was -9 in Boston this morning. Fox News, we report. You decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
Good morning, I'm Rich. Taking a look at the roadways, big problems on the outbound Dan Ryan. All local lanes are shut down at 47th, all due to a serious accident. Fire Department and IDOT are on the scene as we are seeing that traffic with light volume not affected too much. Everybody's diving off into the express lanes as we are seeing no delays on that stretch. The rest of the roadways are clear with no major problems. Traffic is sponsored by Understood.org and the Ed Council. Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Weather forecast, 2 to 5 inches of snow possible this morning with a temperature of 22. Right now, it'll hear it's 12, 14 at Midway. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
4 new employees.
20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
More leads. That's what every small business wants, right? If you want to eliminate the guesswork with a truly effective lead generation tool, it's time to try out PureChat. PureChat's simple live chat software is the easiest way for small businesses to answer customer questions and capture leads from their desktop or mobile device. Sign up free at PureChat.com and start generating more leads. PureChat.com, the truly effective lead generation tool.
Did you know just one fruit or vegetable contains tens of thousands of naturally occurring chemicals? The chemistry found in produce fights daily nuisances like allergies, sunburn, cold sores, flu, and the common cold. It works hard to prevent and even to overcome lifestyle disease, such as cancer, heart disease, diabetes, macular degeneration, and cataracts. Now ask yourself, how many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day. My name is Dr. Howard. I've recommended Balance of Nature for over 15 years because of the excellent results I see in my patients.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code CHICAGO.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
On this Valentine's Day, a lot of small business owners have the fear that their customers really won't love their product, but they actually have a fear that's even greater. It's really the fear of rejection. And this is paradoxical because they understand that if they don't sell and market their products or services, they're not going to gain new customers. So what's the solution? Here to help is Roy Wilhite. He's the president and CEO of TQM Incorporated. He has over 30 years of sales experience and conducts TQM seminars for both small businesses and multinational corporations. He's a former Air Force intelligence senior analyst and report writer. Will combined his education experience in communication psychology with his business, military, and sales experience to create the Quarter Method sales system. Will, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Barry. Thanks for having me.
That's quite a combination of things, communication psychology and an intelligence officer.
It's been a busy life.
It has been a busy life. So why are so many people afraid of selling, and how do we get these small business owners over that?
Well, listen, the reality is, my experience is, people learn by association, and even though most people aren't trained how to do sales professionally, their experience with sales has always been with what I call the bottom feeders. So when you walk through the mall, the guy standing at the kiosk in the middle of the walkway who jumps out at you and tries to rub oil all over your hands,
right,
is their variation, right? Or the sales, the car sales rep who's like, oh, well, I don't know, I have to go talk to my manager, and it's all very kind of sleazy, low-end sales that people are associating actual sales with. So their natural fear is they don't want to come across like that greasy, bottom-feeding sales guy. Well, the reality is they just need to be trained how to have a conversation with people and how to listen to what the client wants and then satisfy those needs. Sales, in my opinion, is very easy to do. But if you're trying to force your product on somebody, that makes it very challenging.
So how do you define sales? Because I always say, Will, that sales is really educating people on something. What's your take on that?
Actually, you are correct and, you know, unfortunately incorrect at the same time.
Sometimes I'm
like
both. A lot of times I'm both.
What I like to say is that sales is more of an advisory position. So if a client needs to know information, I'm happy to share it with them, but I don't take it as my job to walk in and educate them from the minute I open the door. What I try to do is find out what they need, what they want to learn, and then I teach them that. If I walk into a situation selling any product, the widget, doesn't really matter, and the client looks at me and says, well, I don't understand, then I'm happy to educate. But if the client is informed on the product, then we just have a conversation about what they think they need. And if they need something else or something more robust, I find a way to explain that to them in an advisory role, not a you must buy this.
So do you sell them what they need or do you sell them what they want?
That is a very good question. We actually sell both. All sales are driven by needs or wants. Obviously, a need sale is very matters of fact. It's very cold, calculated, it's financial, and it's usually not something in your favor. So we try to make our product something that the client wants. So the reality is let's say, for example, I'm selling Corvettes. Well, the Chevy dealership down the street is selling Corvettes as well. What's the difference between my Corvette and his Corvette? My Corvette comes with oil changes for life and free car washes and blah, 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 whatever, what other extra benefits I can add on to that Corvette sale to make my Corvette a want. And his Corvette, he wants to buy a Corvette, but I want him to buy my Corvette, so I have to make my Corvette special. That's why salespeople who are very successful have generally created a niche market for themselves.
So what, Roy, what is this quarter method?
The quarter method is actually really simple. After years and years of sales management and running companies, I got really tired of hearing people make excuses to why they didn't close the deal. And the reality is you either closed the deal or you didn't. There's no gray area. There's no, the client's going to come back to me in 6 months. If the client tells you, call me back in 6 months, that means they just bought from your competitor. Their need didn't go away because you're bad at sales. So it became really important for me to try to teach a system where people understand that if you lose the client, you lost the client. There's quarters don't land on their side. You flipped it. You either got the deal, heads up. You didn't get the deal, tails out. You got kicked.
This is
one of those two things happens in every aspect of your life.
Exactly.
Everything's black and white.
Exactly.
We created a gray world.
Exactly. In Boiler Room, one of the gentlemen, one of the actors says, you know, on every sales call, someone gets closed. Either you close them or they close
or
you.
They closed you. Exactly.
So should you then, as they say in Glengarry Glen Ross, do you always have to be closing?
Yes, but not in the way that they meant it in Glengarry Glen Ross. I understand I walk in the door speaking with a client as if we're going to close. I'm there for the purpose of satisfying their needs and wants. So I assume I'm there to help them close the deal. But that doesn't mean I'm pressure selling them the whole time. And my take out of Glengarry Glen Ross was the entire conversation was buy now. No, how about buy now? No, how about buy now? And that really isn't the system that I teach. The system I teach is understand we're doing this from the beginning. I'm going to keep reminding you why I'm here, but not overtly. It's very covert. So we have a conversation, and you say, well, I would like my Corvette to do 600 horsepower. No problem. I'm happy to add that. You do understand it's going to raise the cost a little bit. When you add in little things like that, like you know it's going to raise the cost, I'm reminding you that we are here to do sales. I'm not your buddy. And that allows the client to keep this the game in perspective. Instead of you getting to the end and them being sticker shock, you reminded them throughout the entire process, yes, I can do anything you want me to do, but every single one of those increases is going to raise the price.
Roy, that's all the time we have. Roy, thanks for being on the show. If you want to meet him, it's www.thequartermethod.com. Thanks again.
Thank you.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Rich, taking a look at the roadways. No delays out there on the expressways. The Chinese New Year Parade will close Cermak between Archer and Clark later on today. Also, the Chicago Auto Show will take place at the McCormick Place, kicking off at 9 a.m. Don't forget that you'll see heavier traffic on the Stevenson, Lakeshore Drive, and King Drive than what we normally see on any given weekend. And a high wind ban is in effect until 6 p.m. this evening on the Indiana Toll Road. It's in place between the Portage Toll Plaza and Angola for all triple trailers, double trailers, steel haulers, and high-profile vehicles. Your best bet, if you're any one of those vehicles, just take U.S. Surrey. And believe me, it is a much easier route than taking the Indiana Toll Road. Everything else is moving at the posted speed limit. Weather forecast, 2 to 5 inches of snow possible throughout the day with a high of 22. Right now, 12 at O'Hare. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success.
Sage Cloud and software solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back. Desiree Young is the founder of VentureWalk Business Partners, LLC, a forward-thinking business and leadership development company that grows businesses by connecting their model, message, and mission to money. Desiree, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry.
I like that. It's all those M's, model,
it is M.
message, mission, and money. I find that a lot of folks these days, they have a hard time saying exactly what their company does.
Yes.
They seem to be stuck in all this gobbledygook and things like that. How do we help them simplify their message so I can figure out this is what you do?
Love that question. And you're right. A lot of gobbledygook. I like to start with helping people to even understand what their natural style is. Unfortunately, when it comes to presenting anything, including themselves or businesses, people assume they need to be like someone else. I've developed what I call the four pitch personas, and today I'll actually be releasing the pitch persona quiz so people can find out just what they are. There are four personas. I love animals, and I've actually utilized the animal personas to help them understand that. But knowing who you are and your natural style actually starts before figuring out what to say. You figure out who you are.
I think it's true, because my style when I present is I call it edutainment, right?
Yes.
I like to entertain people. I like to be funny. I like to educate them. But people shouldn't try to be like me, right? So what are some of the personas?
Precisely.
And if you could name that persona like the leopard, I sure would appreciate that.
Oh, gosh. I don't have a leopard. They're all sea animals. But
all the sea
I'll tell
animals,
you,
okay.
I'll do one better. So my guess is you're probably a cross between a seal and a penguin, okay? So the seal happens to be the one that does love to entertain. That's the life of the party. They're the ones that can give jokes, tell jokes, and it actually be funny, and people enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the penguin, and that's actually my style, my default, happens to be the one that loves information, loves to transfer info, and usually does a lot more asking questions than they do about talking about themselves.
So can all styles be successful with every audience, or do you have to figure out what your audience wants?
The truth is, yes, every style can be successful. I also have the shark and the dolphin. Most people naturally believe they should be a shark, and that's just not true. Every single persona has a strength, and there's also a weakness, and the big deal is shoring up both. So it's not about trying to be someone else, although knowing who your audience is can certainly help you to translate and to talk in the type of language that they'll receive most.
So you figure out your style now, and then you have basically 7 seconds to explain to someone what you do. When you're pitching this for money, how do you do that? It seems like a very tall order.
It is a tall order. A lot of it is certainly knowing who you're talking to, and I'll be really also talking about my personal formula. It's the TPM formula. Knowing who your target market is and your audience, knowing then what that P is, what's the problem and the real pain that they're suffering from and how your solution fits, and then M, how do you measure impact and get them to make an action step?
And so give us an example of something that maybe is effective like that, because for me, I sum up what I do is I help small business owners get unstuck. That's basically what it is.
It's
You've
powerful.
Been doing your business for a while. It's not going the way you think it's going to go. I'm going to help you get to the next step.
Terrific.
It's very, very simple. So give us an example of someone that can effectively, what would they say in their message?
Terrific. Well, if I may, I'd love to dissect just what you have because that's powerful.
Great.
So you talk about helping. That is what you do. You talk about small business owners. That's the who. It's very specific. And you talk about being unstuck. The truth is that may be broad, but business owners get it. It is a pain point. And at any point, regardless as to where that unstuck is, if it's accounting and finances, if it's marketing, they know I need to ask you more questions and do something. The only piece I would add to that is how do they find out about you? How do they take the next step with you so they can get help within their minds what unstuck is?
What do you think about the pitch really focusing on the pain you solve? Because I believe in the end, Desiree, you know, people buy when they're in pain. You know, painkillers sell for a lot higher prices than vitamins do.
Amen. They certainly do. Pain is one of the strongest motivators. Pleasure happens to be the other. I mean, we all know Disney is not talking about pain, but it's all about the greatest place on earth,
Sometimes talk about pain when the mother always dies at the beginning of any of their animated shorts. It's like some pain there that eventually gives some pressure away, right?
It's true. But But then they show up because the pain is having their children at home, them crying and wanting something fun to do, and it is a way to get them tired. So at the end of the day, they get the pleasure too. So it kind of works. But pain is incredibly powerful, and most of the time people don't go for the jugular enough. They don't identify and uncover something painful enough to get someone to make a move.
The other thing I find that small businesses don't do is they don't practice their pitch. And it takes a lot of practice over and over again. And they say, well, you know, I'll just wing it. I'm thinking, do you think the baseball player, the football player, do you think anybody really wings it? They practice over and over and over again.
So true. The truth is, I believe that the pitch really becomes a thread that should weave every piece of your sales and marketing material. It's not the last thing you develop. It's the first thing you develop. And you're so right. The idea of practicing and really coming up with a strong pitch, and truthfully, you'll probably have more than one, depending on your audiences, is paramount. I don't like that people assume you just have to be special or charismatic or just have the ability to do this to be really, really great at it. The truth is, the great folks practice.
That is very, very true. And anytime you see someone that seems like they're so effective, but it seems off the cuff, it means they practiced even more.
Yes.
Before, because make it seem like it's off the cuff. You said that thing over and over again.
That's correct.
When I speak in front of people, so you go, oh, you're just naturally good at speaking in front of people. I go, no, I've been trained at this. I practice it over and over again, so it looks like it's easy.
It's hundreds of thousands of hours, right? And people don't see all that. They see the end result, which is terrific. But I want to help them understand there is a shortcut, but it certainly still takes the time it takes.
All right, last question I had for you is, should you record yourself giving the pitch?
I love recording. I mean, we've got all the information.
It's horrifying.
It is horrifying.
Necessary.
I can honestly tell you, it's where I've personally started. It's where the greats start, and it is powerful. And I actually, even on my website, venturewalk.com, I have the ability for you to click a button, record your pitch, and I'll actually send you some feedback on it. So,
wow,
yes,
that's fantastic.
Record.
That website address again.
Certainly. It's venturewalk.com.
All right. So now I promise the last question. We got 15 seconds left. The worst pitch you ever received, what was it saying?
Oh, my goodness. They were saying that I should absolutely refer them because they were related.
Well, some parts of the country, that works out pretty well. Desiree, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Barry.
Where can people get in touch with you? What's your email address?
My email address is grow, that's G-R-O-W, at venturewalk.com. And the website, again, is venturewalk.com.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
AM560 The Answer. We're going to be right back.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows
to a crawl.
This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
Christmas and the new year are over. It's time to think a little about yourself. Maybe treat yourself to a MyPillow. I'm Joe Walsh, and I have slept better for years with MyPillow. If you've procrastinated, don't put it off. MyPillow is a premium pillow with 4 different loft levels that's customized to your individual preference. And for my listeners who use the promo code Joe, you'll get 2 MyPillows for the price of 1. It's MyPillow's best offer. It's so important. Get a great night's sleep. MyPillow helps with snoring, headaches, neck pain, insomnia, and allergies. Plus, it's washable, keeps its shape, and gives you support where you need it most. That's why it's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. For this 2 for the price of 1 offer, visit MyPillow.com or call 1-800-489-0201 and use that promo code Joe. Do it now, 1-800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe, 1-800-489-0201.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I didn't deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere.
For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me, since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry. This is normal. Well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business, get stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you'll improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nextiva. I also want to thank our incredible staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. And I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down. 773-837-8250 or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the business, make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
If you suffer from depression,